for our second reading to the final chapter of Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 52. It's actually not the final chapter of Jeremiah. There are a few other chapters here to go, but that's in Lamentations, right? In the Hebrew Bible, Jeremiah and Lamentations were generally bound together in a single book or volume. So, all right, here we go. Jeremiah chapter 52, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Hamutal, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. And he did that which was evil in the eyes of the Lord according to all that Jehoiakim had done. For through the anger of the Lord it came to pass in Jerusalem and Judah, till he had cast them out from his presence, that Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon. And it came to pass in the ninth year of his reign, in the tenth month, in the tenth day of the month, that Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, came, he and all his army, against Jerusalem, and pitched against it, and built forts against it round about. So the city was besieged unto the 11th year of King Zedekiah. And in the fourth month, in the ninth day of the month, the famine was sore in the city, so that there was no bread for the people of the land. Then the city was broken up, and all the men of war fled, and went forth out of the city by night, by way of the gate between the two walls, which was by the king's garden. Now the Chaldeans were by the city round about, and they went by the way of the plain. But the army of the Chaldeans pursued after the king, and overtook Zedekiah in the plains of Jericho, and all his army was scattered from him. Then they took the king and carried him up unto the king of Babylon, to Riblah, in the land of Hamath, where he gave judgment upon him. And the king of Babylon slew the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes, and slew all the princes of Judah in Riblah. Then put he out the eyes of Zedekiah, and the king of Babylon bound him in chains, and carried him to Babylon, and put him in prison till the day of his death. Now in the fifth month, in the tenth day of the month, which was the 19th year of Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, came Nebuzaradan, captain of the guard, which served the king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem, and burned the house of the Lord, and the king's house, and all the houses of Jerusalem, and all the houses of the great men burned he with fire. And all the army of the Chaldeans that were with the captain of the guard brake down all the walls of Jerusalem round about. Then Nebuzaradan, captain of the guard, carried away captive certain of the poor of the people, and the residue of the people that remained in the city, and those that fell away, that fell to the king of Babylon, and the rest of the multitude. But Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, left certain of the poor of the land for vine dressers and for husbandmen. Also the pillars of brass that were in the house of the Lord, and the bases and the brazen sea that was in the house of the Lord, the Chaldeans brake and carried all the brass of them to Babylon. The cauldrons also, and the shovels, and the snuffers, and the bowls with the and the spoons, and all the vessels of brass wherewith they ministered, took they away. And the basins, and the fire pans, and the bowls, and the cauldrons, and the candlesticks, and the spoons, and the cups, that which was of gold in gold, and that which was of silver in silver, took the captain of the guard away. The two pillars, one sea, and 12 brazen bulls that were under the bases which King Solomon had made in the house of the Lord, the brass of all these vessels was without weight. And concerning the pillars, the height of one pillar was 18 cubits, and a fillet of 12 cubits did compass it, and the thickness thereof was 4 fingers. It was hollow. And a chapiter of brass was upon it, and the height of one chapiter was 5 cubits, with network and pomegranates upon the chapiters round about all of brass. The second pillar also, and the pomegranates were like unto these. And there were 96 pomegranates on a side, and all the pomegranates about the network were 100 round about. And the captain of the guard took Seraiah the chief priest, and Zephaniah the second priest, and the three keepers of the door. He took also out of the city an eunuch, which had the charge of the men of war, and 7 men of them that were near the king's person, which were found in the city, and the principal scribe of the host, who mustered the people of the land, and 60 men of the people of the land that were found in the midst of the city. So Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, took them and brought them to the king of Babylon, to Riblah. And the king of Babylon smote them and put them to death in Riblah, in the land of Hamath. Thus Judah was carried away captive out of his own land. This is the people whom Nebuchadrezzar carried away captive in the 7th year, 3,000 Jews and 23. In the 18th year of Nebuchadrezzar, he carried away captive from Jerusalem 832 persons. In the 23rd year of Nebuchadrezzar, Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried away captive of the Jews 745 persons. All the persons were 4,600. And it came to pass in the 37th year of the captivity of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, in the 12th month, in the 25th day of the month, that Evil-Merodach, king of Babylon, in the 1st year of his reign, lifted up the head of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and brought him forth out of prison, and spake kindly unto him, and set his throne above the throne of the kings that were with him in Babylon, and changed his prison garments, and he did continually eat bread before him all the days of his life. And as for his diet, there was a continual diet given him from the king of Babylon, every day a portion, until the day of his death, all the days of his life. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. We have heard about all of this before in the book of Jeremiah. This is an epilogue, obviously. Jeremiah puts this information at the end of the book to juxtapose it to chapter 51 with the end of the kingdom of Babylon, to show that the end of the kingdom of Babylon and the end of the kingdom of Judah are not incompatible with one another, that this is God's working in both instances. Now, we need that kind of understanding, because naturally we are prone to think that something is all one way or all the other, that if God is going to bless his people, then he's going to destroy their enemies. If God is going to destroy the enemies of his people, he's going to bless and raise up his people. But these things are not incompatible with one another, that both Babylon and Judah are brought under the judgment of God. The judgment of Judah is different from the judgment of Babylon in that there will be a return of the captives, and there will be no return for the Babylonians. So the other thing that chapter 52 is, at least to my mind, is a tale of two kings. The contrast between King Zedekiah and King Jehoiakim. Have to put that hard N on the end so that you understand I'm not talking about Jehoiakim, who was wicked. Jehoiakim obeyed the voice of the prophet and was taken captive and went and spent a certain amount of time in prison in Babylon. But then when Evil-Merodach came to power, as we read in the end, he was raised up out of the prison house and sat at the king's table and was given royal clothes to wear the rest of his life. Zedekiah, for his part, having refused the word of the Lord and rebelled against the word of the Lord. And did you note how long that rebellion was, even in the face of sure indication otherwise? Let's look at the first part of the chapter, see what it says. So the siege came in the ninth year of Zedekiah's reign and in the 10th month of that reign. And the city was besieged unto the 11th year of King Zedekiah. In the 4th month, in the 9th day of the month, the famine was so sore in the city that there was no bread and the city was broken up. So from the 9th year and the 10th month to the 4th month of the 11th year, about 18 months. Every day, Zedekiah got up out of his bed and saw that the city that he was reigning over was besieged, and sent and spoke with the servant of God, Jeremiah, to understand the times. And Jeremiah told him the truth every time. And Zedekiah refused to hear the word of the Lord. 18 months, day after day after day, with the witness of the world coming to an end around him. Never underestimate the power of the fallen human will. 18 months, every day. How's the city today? Crumbling. Okay. Next day. How's the city today? Besieged. Okay. Next day. How's the city today? We're starving. Okay. Day after day after day. When he had the remedy in his hand and rebelled against it and refused it. May I say, my dear brothers and sisters, unless we keep our own wills in check by the grace of God, that we will find ourselves rather stubborn in the ways of sin from time to time, will we not? So, this is a good example here to avoid. And many times in Scripture we see that there are negative examples. Jeremiah is careful to include the time stamp on this, so we know how long that rebellion went on before the Lord. Not so Jehoiakim. He was taken captive to Babylon willingly. He obeyed the voice that God had spoken unto him. And so while there was some suffering there, that his latter end was better than his former. So it's a tale of two kings also here in Jeremiah chapter 52. But the other thing that we must make note of is that Jeremiah ends on this note because he would have us to know that the word of the Lord will come to pass. That when God speaks concerning judgment and there is no repentance, the judgment will fall. That the threatening of God's judgments are always or ought always to be inducements to repentance. Remember that it is Jeremiah the prophet who in chapter 18 says, "At what instant I shall speak concerning a people to bless and to raise up and to encompass about, that if that people whom I said I would bless turn against me and rebel against me, that I will repent of the blessing that I said I would shed abroad upon them. And if that people against whom I have pronounced judgment and I have preached destruction, if they turn from their wicked ways and call upon my name, I will repent of the judgment that I said I would do to them." Isn't that interesting? That the Lord uses threatenings to turn people to himself. Zedekiah was not turned. Jehoiakim was. So it's a very, very important and interesting chapter. And Jeremiah punctuates these thoughts by placing them at the end of the book here, at the end of his history, so that we will see that not one word of God will ever fall to the ground. That when the Lord threatens judgment, unless there is repentance, there will be judgment. And that when the Lord threatens with those punishments, this is a call for us to turn and to call upon his name. The only other thing that I want to mention is that there was something said in the last chapter that did not come to pass here, that the Lord took away the meager witness that he'd given. You remember Sariah? So in the last chapter we heard that Sariah was to take all these things that Jeremiah had said, write them down, and when you get to Babylon, bind them around a rock and chunk the rock in the river Euphrates as a witness against Babylon. But in this chapter we read that he never made it to Babylon, that he died in Riblah before Nebuchadnezzar. It's an important point for us to remember. And that is that the Lord purposely took away the witness. He purposely took away the witness to Babylon that they would have or could have or might have profited from. This word being thrown into the river Euphrates, as if to say, as the river Euphrates flows, so shall this word of the Lord come to pass, except you repent. The Lord took away that witness because it was not for Babylon. That witness was for the people of God. And so let's note once again the great privilege that we enjoy in having the Word of God, in hearing the Word of God. And let us not squander that privilege by hearing the voices of others than the Word of God. Okay, thus ends the reading then of Jeremiah chapter 52. Let's